You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kei te whakarongo koe ki te waia, marunga irirangi pō.
The Wire.
The government recently announced a partnership with BlackRock, an American multinational investment company. BlackRock will invest $2 billion into green energy, aiming to achieve 100% renewable energy. I spoke to climate justice Taranaki researcher Catherine Chung about their concerns with this deal and possible alternatives. For the people who might not know, could you please explain a bit about this deal?
Early this week, the government announced that it's going to partnership with BlackRock to establish a $2 billion fund for renewable energy development in New Zealand. And BlackRock, if you go and do a little bit of research, you'll find that it's a giant company, or perhaps many people already know. It's huge, and they have huge amount of investments in fossil fuels, some $260 billion in fossil fuels all over the world. And also they have investment in military defense, you know, weaponry kind of projects. So we feel that this kind of partnership is not wise for such an important thing for New Zealand, energy security, energy democracy, and importantly, we need to decarbonize. Our group doesn't think that this is smart or even ethical.
What was climate justice Taranaki's reaction to the announcement of this deal?
Yes, we think it's really, really risky. It would be allowing such a big international corporations to control our energy system. What we most needed now is decentralized community renewable energy system where communities, marae, papakainga can have their own renewable energy systems that is flexible and resilient as the climate chaos increases. We think that funding such programs should be from the government. The government should be taxing polluters, making ETS work. So far it has not worked at all. We're giving millions of dollars to high emitting industries as free carbon credits when we should be getting the money and then investing into our decarbonization.
Do you think this deal has any positives?
No. We're potentially losing the control of our decarbonization pathway when there are local groups, entrepreneur, Maori groups that could be stepping in here. We could even crowdsource some of them. And also, we can't just keep making more energy and using more materials because the planet cannot withstand the stress that we are putting on it. And sooner or later, I would say now, we need to be seriously thinking about capping our energy use and have a look, really assess where we're using the energy, what for. Do we want to keep producing milk and then burning coal and gas to dry it into milk powder for export, things like that, or using our fossil gas to make urea fertilizer that drives more industrial dairying. So some of the energy, is it good to use so-called renewable clean energy to continue such operations? I think we really need to step back and think, where can we cut and what we really need? Where do we need our energy for? At the end of the day, it is for people. We're talking about energy to keep households warm. It is about people's well-being. And the big companies like BlackRock, they have no interest in public good. They're not worried whether we are on our zero emission goal or whether energy is affordable for us. We need the government to be stepping in and funding these community energy initiatives and making sure that we have the democracy and resilience that we need.
Why do you think BlackRock is investing in New Zealand?
Well, potentially greenwashing, but you have to ask them. They're already in New Zealand. You know, a lot of companies are trying to look green, aren't they? But I don't know, you have to ask them. Because we are based in Taranaki, we can see how the oil and gas industry has bullied communities around the Motu. We're just worried any large-scale energy, even renewable energy, when it is in the hand of really powerful players, we will lose, the communities would not have any benefits. At the end of the day, energy would be for profits, for industries, and not necessarily benefit people or the planet.
You mentioned in your press release that the steel risks New Zealand's collective energy sovereignty. Why is this a problem?
Why is it a problem? Because New Zealand is a little island at the bottom of the world, and we need to be able to look after our own energy, and obviously we need energy for our survival, for our well-being, for our economy. And we don't want our energy to be in control by some giant from elsewhere with a dodgy track record.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
Yes, well, our group is organizing a degrowth conference. Actually, we're going to gather in New Plymouth at the cathedral, and we'll be watching at this conference from Wellington, where we will understand the need or how we could potentially reduce our energy and material throughput and at the same time grow our well-being. How do we build our community so that we can actually live a good life? It's not about more money all the time or have more stuff. We're trying to work out. We're going to have good korero and learn from each other how we could build our communities better into the future and that everybody is happy and safe.
That was Catherine Chung of Climate Justice Taranaki speaking to me about her concerns with the BlackRock energy investment deal.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.